And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his perspective on one of these topics. My next guest has changed the lexicon surrounding the 2012 presidential election. He's also penned this country's number one best-selling book. We'll discuss his scathing biography of President Barack Obama titled The Amateur. Ed Klein is a best-selling American author who's written about the Kennedys and Hillary Clinton. He was born in Yonkers, New York. He attended Colgate University, and he graduated from Columbia University School of General Studies. Then he received his master's degree from the Columbia University School of Journalism. Ed is the former foreign editor of Newsweek magazine, and he served as editor-in-chief of the New York Times magazine from 1977 to 1987. He frequently contributes to Vanity Fair and Parade and has a weekly column in Parade titled Personality Parade under the pseudonym Walter Scott. Ed is the father of two grown children, Karen and Alec, both successful in their own right. Joining us from New York City. Hi, Ed. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Bill. How are you? And thank you so much for having me on your wonderful show.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I just want to start with a story that's ripped from the headlines of this week. A House panel voted on Wednesday in favor of holding Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress over documents related to the failed Fast and Furious gun enforcement operation that went badly and ended up killing a U.S. immigration official. President Obama immediately invoked president executive privilege, and then he backed the Attorney General's refusal to release the material. Now, interestingly enough, candidate Obama and then later newly elected President Obama criticized President George Bush of hiding behind executive privilege in 2007 and again in 2009. And then as recently as March of 2011, President Obama pledged to investigate Fast and Furious and hold somebody in accountable for this. So in an abrupt about-face, President Obama is doing what he can do to delay or prevent releasing these classified documents. So at the same time, he was very quick to talk about classified documents relating to Osama bin Laden's death and the Stuxnet virus that we launched against Iran's nuclear reactors. So is this politics as usual, or does this behavior demonstrate your thesis that President Obama is an amateur?
Well, I think so much of what he's done is proof of his amateurism, and I think this business with Attorney General Eric Holder is yet another example. I mean, this has been going on between the Congress and Eric Holder. They're asking, the Congress asking for documents for months and months and months.
18 months.
And at no point during this rather heated back and forth has the White House suggested that the president was in any way directly involved in Fast and Furious, this operation that went bad. Therefore, there was never any suggestion that the executive privilege, which pertains to information that the president or his closest advisors inside the White House have access to, that executive privilege would pertain. Here is a president suggesting that he can use this executive privilege to stop the submission of papers when I don't think this privilege even exists in this case.
Well, isn't it even more fundamental than that, Ed? I mean, at its base level, The people on the president's council are supposed to protect the president and keep him away from harm. This is almost a reverse of that. The president is now trying to protect Holder and keep him away from harm. I mean, no. He's got things backwards.
Well, it is backwards, and it's curious, but it's also the president has a very curious set of advisors. These are people who essentially have helped him campaign for office. These are the Chicago guys, David Axelrod, David Plouffe, Robert Gibbs, and Valerie Jarrett. And they are still his chief advisors on policy at a time when he's running for re-election. And it would seem to me that what they've done here is they've advised the president to do something that they thought was politically expedient, which is to protect Eric Holder and not have him have to resign or get into any trouble in order to shield the president from a disaster and a debacle in his White House at a time when he's running for president. So they're using executive privilege as the same way they've used these executive orders that the president made, whether it has to do with gay marriage, for instance, and things like that, immigration policy. These are unilateral things that he's doing to show that he's very much in charge. And I think it's a political move on their part.
It is. My guest is Ed Klein, author of the book, The Amateur. Ed, I just want to stay on Fast and Furious for a moment, because in the realm of unintended consequences, President Obama, who is considered by many to be anti-gun, may become the best president for the sale of guns and gun ownership. This is something that the gun industry is now terming the Obama effect. There's a study from Ammo.net that finds that firearm sales and concealed handgun permit applications were at an all-time high since the 2008 election, and in December of 2011 alone saw 1.41 million background checks run for guns, the most ever in a single month. Now, Fast and Furious was designed to sort of get at the guns crossing the border into the Mexican hands, try to curb guns and increase America's gun laws. In what ways is Fast and Furious sort of an example of amateurish political and foreign policy combining in one catastrophe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no question that the whole Fast and Furious concept, which was to let these guns get into the hands of bad guys and then try to track their use, was a boneheaded idea to begin with. And then the idea that when things went bad, the administration denied that they had anything to do with this policy, which was a lie. Then they had to retract that lie and say, oh yeah, we did, but you know, we can't give you all the documents. I mean, the whole thing, like so much of what the Obama administration gets involved with, whether it's things as unrelated such as his recent sit-down with Russia's Vladimir Putin, or his immigration policy, or the Fast and Furious, it all smacks of being put together with paste and duct tape, by somebody who really understands how to do things.
All right. Well, just to be fair, because I'd like to be balanced on the show, do some compare and contrast between Fast and Furious and the Iran-Contra gun scheme under President Reagan when we were running guns to Nicaragua.
Well, that was illegal and shouldn't have been done. And it was, you know, Ronald Reagan clearly wasn't apprised of what was going on under him. And there were several people who should have protected the president and didn't. And, you know, we found later that this was an operation in which we were selling guns to our enemies in Iran, using the profits to shore up the Contras in Nicaragua, all of which was quite stupid, quite frankly. And so stupidity is not the monopoly of one political party.
Well said. My guest is Ed Klein, author of the number one best-selling book, The Amateur. I want to switch gears, Ed, if I can, for just a minute, because in your book you highlight the animosity between President Clinton and President Obama. And just recently, President Clinton threw President Obama under the bus in a CNBC interview in which he said two things. Number one, he's in favor of extending the Bush tax cuts temporarily to avoid falling off the fiscal cliff that everybody's talking about at the end of 2012. And the other thing that he said that the United States is in recession. Now, later on, President Clinton retracted or at least clarified his statements. But how is this a public example of the feud between the Clintons and President Obama?
That's a perfect example of it. I mean, here's a guy, former President Bill Clinton, who has been tapped by the Obama campaign team to go out and be a spokesman for the reelection of a fellow Democrat, Barack Obama, whom he, by the way, dislikes deeply. So instead of going out and saying and staying on message and saying the very things that he's supposed to say, and what I'm sure he got talking points from the campaign, you know, do this, say this, and this is our position on this, you know, this is the way campaigns work. He, in his classic freelancing way, spoke about things that were absolutely harmful to the Democratic candidate, Barack Obama. And why did he do this? I suggest that he is not a person who says things loosely or by mistake. That Bill Clinton is a careful and smart politician, and he has a goal in mind. And I think his goal is actually not to forward the candidacy of Barack Obama. I think he would prefer to see Mitt Romney win so that Hillary could run in 2016 against a Republican rather than have her run in 2016 after 8 failed years of a Democratic president in an atmosphere in which the country would be eager to throw the Democrats out and not elect another Democrat.
My guest is Ed Klein. Now, Ed, you mentioned in that answer that there's no love lost between President Clinton and President Obama. I mean, you know this from your research. I find it interesting, and we'll just start with the title of your book. From where did you get the title of your book, The Amateur?
From Bill Clinton himself. Not that I interviewed him, but that he had a meeting in August 2011 in which several people who attended, I spoke to two of them, independently, and they were my sources for this meeting. And at this meeting in Chappaqua, New York, where he and Hillary have a home, he revealed to Hillary that he had done a secret poll without her knowledge, showing that if she ran against Barack Obama for the Democratic nomination in the primaries in 2012, she could beat him. However, Hillary would have nothing of it. She said, what about a loyalty bill? You know, I'm his Secretary of State. I have lunch with him every Thursday. What about loyalty? And Bill Clinton said to her in this meeting, according to my sources, there is no such word as loyalty in politics. He then went on to say that Barack Obama is surrounded by a bunch of advisors who don't know what they're doing as far as the economy is concerned. They've made things worse, not better. They've lost us our AAA credit rating for the first time in our history, and that Barack Obama himself is an amateur. Mm. It was from that meeting that I got the title of my book, The Amateur, Barack Obama in the White House.
Well, it has carried forward, and it's now become part of the lexicon for the 2012 presidential election. You hear it being used more and more by Republican pundits throughout the election. My guest is Ed Klein. So, Ed, I want to switch gears once again, if I can, and talk about President Obama's war on the rich. And specifically, I want to use to the Kennedy family and the snubs that the Obama administration has given the Kennedy family as an example of this war on the rich.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think his attitude toward the Kennedy family is not part of his war on the rich. He has, from a very early age, believed in the idea of wealth redistribution, that the country would be better off if we took our capitalist system and regulated it much more strenuously from the central government in Washington. He is not a believer in what I call free market capitalism. He's much more of a quasi-socialist. I'm not saying he wants to turn the country into a communist country, as some people say, but I certainly think he has Marxist tendencies. As far as the Kennedys are concerned, he got an incredible endorsement from Ted Kennedy just before Ted Kennedy died, and Ted's niece, Caroline, daughter of President Kennedy, which was very important as a way of passing on the torch from the Kennedy wing of the party, which is the far left wing of the party, to Barack Obama. And Caroline did a lot of campaigning for him in 2008, after which she sent him memos regarding education funding and other matters and never heard back from him. She attempted to have meetings with him in Martha's Vineyard, where she has a home, and he vacations every summer. never heard back from him. She was never invited to the White House for any of the state dinners. She was shunned. She was ignored. And the only time she's visited the White House is when they celebrated the 50th anniversary of her mother's White House Historical Society. And even then, she got a cold reception from Michelle Obama. So she has had a very unfortunate experience with the Obama White House, but this experience of hers fits a pattern that has been the case in Oprah Winfrey's case, where she has been ignored, Caroline Kennedy's been ignored, a lot of the African-American supporters from Chicago who were there at day one for Obama have been ignored. Even Jewish American campaign donors who raised a lot of money for Obama over the years have not heard from this guy for years. It's a White House that shows little gratitude and little outreach and little understanding of the necessity to keep lines open, because they feel that what they're doing is so right and great and important that, you know, everybody should just come along without ever being given any credit.
It's a picture that you paint in your book, The Amateur. My guest is Ed Klein, author of the number one best-selling book, The Amateur. Ed, you've probably piqued the interest of many of my listeners that are out there. They want to learn more about you, learn more about the book. Where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can buy my book a number of ways, either on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or they could go on to Edward Klein, K-L-E-I-N, EdwardKlein.com, and they could read a free chapter of my book and see if they care to buy it.
Oh, that is great. And Ed, I really appreciate your being my guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
I hope so. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.